As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
She's been dating her boyfriend for 3 months and things are good. Except for one thing, he never pays for anything.
How you really feel?
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's just my natural knee-jerk reaction to most things.
Okay, so before we get to this, I've seen on my Instagram reels several reels that have gone viral. And they unnecessary... It's not that they unnecessarily irk me. It is a necessary irk. I think they disproportionately irk me because I'm the breadwinner in my household. And I feel like a woman shouldn't be embarrassed about paying, nor should a man be embarrassed if a woman pays when they go out to dinner. Okay. I've been on this soapbox since I started the show. Right. Because that's just the dynamic in our house. And it's constant. Like, the bill's always put in front of my husband. And before, I used to make a big spectacle about reaching across and grabbing it and pulling out, you know, my card or whatever. Now, we're married. We have the same account. It's not my money. It's our money. So I've somewhat let that go. But there is this trend where I saw one couple who I follow. And I absolutely love them. And I'm sorry I don't have their handles remembered. And they're out to dinner. And the shtick is he forgets his card. So she has to use hers. But instead of just putting it on the table, she sticks it between her toes and lifts up her foot so he can grab it underneath the table and he can pay to make it look like he paid, right? It is funny. Like, it's quite clever because, like, her toes come up with, like, you know, the Amex or, you know, the Visa, and he, like, slyly grabs it from underneath and he pays. And so the first time, and this couple that I follow, I love, and it's like, you know, when he forgets his card or whatever. Then the second one I saw was another girl who's very popular on TikTok, and she's out, and it's like when you make more than your man, and she does the credit card in the toe trick where she puts it in her toes, she lifts it up, he grabs it so he can pay, and I'm like, be proud of your accomplishments!
Just thinking about those poor servers who are grabbing that credit card and having no idea where it's been.
The toe jam card. And then they touch your plates to bring the food out to the next table.
Oh, I didn't even go there. I didn't even think about the toe jam.
Exactly where I went.
All right. Well, so Cassie has the email about the boyfriend who pays for nothing.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for 3 months now, and overall, things are good. We get along really well, and we've got a lot of mutual interests. He's a great guy and treats me well, except for this one thing that's starting to bother me. He never pays for my meals. And this isn't an exaggeration. I mean, not even when we're at the movie theater grabbing snacks does he offer to cover the cost of a water bottle or a popcorn bag. The one exception was on our first date 4 months ago when he did pay for the meal. Since then, nothing. The issue isn't about being unable or unwilling to pay for my own meals. I do have a job and I can afford my own meals. But the fact that I'm always footing the bill for my own portion when we go out is starting to add up. He definitely makes more than I do, so he could also afford it. Plus, there's a part of me that feels a guy should offer to cover the meal sometimes. Maybe not all the time, but occasionally. This situation is also making social situations awkward. Going out with a group where everyone else's meals are paid for by their partners, but not mine? Well, it's just plain uncomfortable. I know the logical thing to do would be to bring this issue up with him, but I'm torn. I don't want him to feel pressured to pay for my meals because I said something. Ideally, he'd want to do it because he wants to, not because he feels obligated to. And that's where I'm stuck. I'm not sure if I'm being reasonable or not with my feelings about this. Any thoughts?
All right, so Amy, you've been dating a guy for several months. He footed the bill for the first date. Mm-hmm. But ever since, you guys have gone Dutch.
So I feel different about this, having now read this email, because I think when I first heard the teaser, I thought, oh, she's paying for everything every single time. Mm-hmm. And for me, as somebody who has their own career, makes their own money, I can get on board with splitting everything, because at some point, like, constantly paying for somebody else does add up. And I totally get that. I think it kind of just comes down to like a cultural thing. I know, like, in the South, a lot of the guys that I've dated are like really Southern, so they always just want to pay for you. And so this just might be how he was raised. He was always raised to split things. So honestly, it would bother me a little bit, but I don't think it's unreasonable.
No.
I definitely don't think it's unreasonable what she's asking for. But I do think the way she's going about it is unreasonable, because she said she wants him to not do it or change because he feels pressured, which I understand, but that's the only way he's going to change. Like, you can't just expect him to just one day wake up and just snap out of this. So you have to bring this up. You have to talk to him. Maybe he does have some type of cultural reason for doing it. Who knows? But this is just an issue you're going to have to be honest with him about.
This reminds me of the scene in the movie The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. In this instance, she's like, I want you to want to pay the bill. I shouldn't have to tell you or bring this up. And it's the same way with her when Jennifer Aniston was telling Vince Vaughn, I want you to want to do the dishes. And he's like, who in their right mind wants to do dishes? Because she's just tired of telling him or asking him or whatever, you know, like, you want it to be his thought and he to go in and do it rather than you having to constantly ask. So I get where she's coming from that standpoint, but, you know, we want equality. This is equality.
Yeah. My thing is that, if you're always paying your portion of the bill and she says it's starting to add up, then stop going out. Like, when I went on dates, and this was just my personal preference, I didn't want to feel like I owed anybody anything. So I would always cover my portion or split the bill until I started dating my now husband. And then we got comfortable. I offer to pay the whole bill, pick up his portion. Like, maybe he is waiting to see if maybe he is letting you be equal and trying not to put pressure on you. So when you go out to dinner next time, pick up the entire tab. Do that a couple of times and then see if he reciprocates. And if he doesn't, then I would have the conversation about what's up. But I think it's unfair to be like, why aren't you paying for any of my food when you're not covering any of his?
Mm-hmm.
The Burt Show.